So you have all that conditioned mind movement inside you, and that is the world. A more primordial, on a more fundamental level, that's the world inside you that tells you, give me all your attention. This matters, absolutely. And the emotions that are created by the thoughts and in turn energize thoughts and create more thoughts. Fear, anger, many things, continues. It's a vicious circle. Thought, emotion, because the body believes that whatever thought you have in your head is reality. Whereas most thoughts actually are not reality at all. They're what might happen, could have happened, will happen unless this, that happens. Should have happened long ago. And even that, if you completely believe in every thought, which means I'd be identified with every thought, and you think this should have happened long ago, doesn't feel good. It didn't happen. So this is called a retreat. The prefix re means back. Treat, I don't know. Maybe it's something to do with. The important thing is that it's some kind of drawing back, treading back or whatever. Maybe a stepping back, a retreat. You retreat, one could say, there's the expression, you retreat from the world for a few days. You retreat from the external world, your life situation. But only from the external aspects of your life situation. The question is whether, as you are here, you can retreat from the inner life situation, the thought movement. Can you take a step back from your thoughts, your movement of thoughts, instead of believing in each thought? Instead of being totally drawn into each thought, and then every thought proliferates and becomes a stream of associated thoughts. And then that comes to an end. And then the next one comes up. And you didn't catch the tiny gap in between the two thoughts, because the mind says, that's not important, there's nothing happening there. That doesn't solve my problems, the gap between thoughts, says the mind. And yet in the gap lies the deepening. There's the vertical dimension. So we are here to allow something to arise inside you that in many of you is already happening. In some of you, it's happening without you really having recognized that it's happening, the arising of something different from the continuous stream of thinking. In many of you, it's happening, and you know it, and then you get drawn back into thought, and then it's there again. In others, and some of you may only recognize as you sit here during this time that, yes, it's has already happened, is already happening to me. I hadn't recognized it. And in others, this may be an opportunity for it to emerge for the first time. Of course, I haven't defined yet what exactly that is, nor do I need to do that right now. And never mistake a definition for it. So there are people who it's happening and they know it. It has already it's emerging. It's a process of emergence. Or it's happening and they don't know it yet, as beginning to recognize it. Or it could happen here for the first time. Or we have a fourth category of people It just isn't happening. And if you survive these 3 days here, when it just isn't happening, then I congratulate you, because it will be very hard to sit through this for 3 days.